Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 1. I read for you again these words. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, greetings, O favored ones, the Lord is with you. In today's Old Testament reading, we hear that David wanted to build God a house to dwell in. After all, as David thought, "I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." It just didn't seem right. God deserved something better. And yet, God said no to David's plan. After all, God had never asked for such a thing. During the whole time of the Exodus and the conquest and the settlement in the land, God had never given a command to build him a permanent dwelling. Instead, the Lord reminds David that not only was his past accomplished by God's grace, but God in his grace provides David a future too. The Lord will give to David an eternal throne. No enemies will triumph over him, and nothing can steal away the throne from which the Son of David will rule for all eternity. In the gospel, we hear how God was at work keeping that very promise. The angel Gabriel appears in Nazareth to a young woman named Mary. He greets her. "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Now, to be sure, the appearance of an angel, a holy angel, is frightening in itself. That's why when angels appear, they so often say, "Fear not." And yet, it seems that Mary was more troubled by what he had said. She tried to figure out what he meant. After all, it's not every day that someone is greeted by an angel, and it's not often one is called favored one. So Gabriel calms her fears. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." But what does that mean? Well, it means that God was bestowing a gift upon her that she in no wise earned or deserved. Her finding favor with God was all God's doing and none of her own. And what was the gift, the grace, the favor that Mary was given? Gabriel now tells her, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary is being given the gift of a son. Now, that in and of itself is nice, but It wouldn't necessarily be all that extraordinary since such a promise had also been given before to Abraham and Sarah, to Hannah, to Zechariah and Elizabeth. What is extraordinary is the son she will bear. God has even picked out a name for him. Jesus. Again, that in itself would be nothing extraordinary, for Jesus was a fairly common name for Jewish boys. It's the same name as Joshua, who was one of the heroes of Israel's past. Joshua was the one who led Israel into the promised land. This Joshua, this Jesus, would lead all of God's people into the eternal promised land of heaven. Joshua, Jesus, the name means the Lord is Savior. And this baby will fulfill that name perfectly. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Now this is extraordinary. This is remarkable. The Son of the Most High God. God's one and only Son is going to be born in the flesh. This will truly be a one-of-a-kind birth. Gabriel continues, "And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Yes, Jesus' birth will be the fulfillment of the promise that the Lord gave to King David 1,000 years earlier. That one of David's sons, one of David's descendants, will rule as king over an everlasting kingdom of blessing. Jesus will be the fulfillment of that promise. He will be the Messiah, the Son of David, spoken of so long ago. So, Mary's boy child will be great, to say the least. He will have a special destiny to play in God's plan for the ages, the key role, in fact. And Mary herself would have a special place in this plan. She will bear this child, God in the flesh. She will be the mother of the Messiah. This is a high honor indeed. This is the gift, the grace, the favor that Mary is being given. One problem, though. How can Mary give birth to a child when she's not yet married? So she asked Gabriel, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" And the angel replies, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God." Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Just like you learned it and confessed it in the Creed. This will be no ordinary conception, pregnancy, and birth, as befits the unique child who will be both true God and true man. Even then, Gabriel concludes, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Indeed, that a virgin could conceive and give birth to a son is impossible for man, but not for God. That a sinful mortal woman could bear the Son of the living God is beyond imagination. But it is possible with God. Thus, In faith, Mary responds, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Indeed, no utterance spoken by God's messenger, just as I have spoken to you, Mary, no utterance from God will fail to come to pass. You can count on it, Mary. God's word will do what he sends it out to do. When God speaks, things happen. God's creative, active, powerful word will bring it about. And Mary receives and believes that word. And this is the lesson for us. You are hearing God's word, his spoken utterance, delivered to you by God's messenger here today. God's word is alive and powerful. It does for you what it says. When God's messenger, your pastor, tells you, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," it is as good and certain as if Christ himself were declaring it to you. When I deliver to you the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, that is what it says. It is certain. God's word does what it says, and you can take that to the bank. And that's how Mary receives it. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary trusts that spoken utterance from God's messenger. In this respect, Mary is a wonderful model for the church. Would that we would all take God's word to heart and let it sink down deeply. Now, notice one more thing about Mary's reply. She says, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord." A servant, or the servant of the Lord. This is the word for a bond servant, a slave. A bond servant does not do her own will, but she does the will of her master. And Mary willingly is okay with this. She's not being enslaved by some mean old oppressor of women, but quite the opposite. She's being given the greatest gift, a great privilege, to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Mary regards being the handmaid of the Lord as the highest honor anyone could have, which it is. And again, Mary is the model for the church. Would that each one of us would say and mean, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Thy will be done in me and through me, O Lord." This is not oppression. No, this is contentment, knowing that God's will for us is always best. This is the joyous freedom of the gospel. "Blessed are you among women, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." What was spoken to Mary? The utterance delivered by God's messenger found its fulfillment in the birth of Christ. For nothing is impossible with God, even the salvation of the world. And this is the beginning of how it happened. God be praised. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. That's what God says to you because of Mary's son. You have found favor with God, not by anything you have done, not by such a holy life, but only by God's action. God looks upon you with favor through His Son, born of Mary, who bore your sins as He died upon the cross. You have God's favor, and God is with you in His Word, in His sacrament, to forgive you, to save you, to deliver you to His side, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.